streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best Of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, once again, breaking news, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. We have been very fortunate on a bit of a roll lately with breaking news. We have it again today. Joy Taylor, it is our lucky month, I should say. March has been best March in the history of my broadcasting career. There's never been a March like this.
I think it's safe to say that now. I hate being that person that's like, this is the craziest time ever.
Recency bias.
Yes, but it is. It's been insane, and I think that it's because there's a lot of pressure on everyone to level up. You can't just sit around with what you got. You got to make big moves.
So here is the latest. Tyreek Hill, superstar field tilter in the NFL, fastest player in the league. Kansas City wants to keep him. Kansas City's made an offer, and Tyreek Hill's probably leaving. Jets and the Dolphins reportedly are in the lead to get Tyreek Hill. Again, Kansas City wants him. But, you know, in the NFL, you got to have some value proposition here. You can't pay everybody top of the market. Davante Adams reset the market when he left Green Bay and went to the Raiders, and they don't want to pay him Davante Adams money. And they got a lot of money invested in Travis Kelce and a lot of money invested in Patrick Mahomes. So I've said this before, be it Dak's contract, Aaron's contract, or Mahomes' contract, you can kick that stuff down the road, but eventually things get really, really tight, and you can't have multiple players. If your quarterback's top three pay in the league, you can't have multiple players top three play in the league. You eventually got to move off them, right? That's why Cowboys moved off Amari Cooper. That's why the Cowboys are moving off people. So my first takeaway is there's no way in the world, if I'm Tyreek Hill, if I get a good contract, I'm leaving Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. No way in the world. Matt Stafford just looked less money. Why? Because Matt Stafford said, I get the value of McVay. I get the value of LA. I get the value of this great offense. I get the value of winning. I get the value of the culture. I get the value of my GM. You're not going to find a Patrick Mahomes in New York and Miami. Miami's been trying to replace Dan Marino for 30 years. You think Tua is the answer? Tua's not the answer. You're going to have a new quarterback in 1 year. You may have a new coach in 2 years. You think Zach Wilson is Joe Namath? Listen, you got to be careful about chasing money. I don't care what business you're in. It's almost always a bad decision. Kansas City will find another talented receiver because college football gives the NFL 20 to 25 a year. College football gives the NFL about one great quarterback a year, and he will never get a coach as good as Andy Reid. He probably will never get a GM as good as Brett Veach. He may never get a family as good as the Hunt family, and he's not going to get Patrick Mahomes. So if you have to be the highest paid lawyer, quarterback, whatever, good luck. Broadcaster, you're not going to be happy. As long as you get a good contract, you can make it up showing up in Super Bowls. So it's Kansas City wants him back. But again, all I read is, well, it's a lot of guaranteed money. It helps the cap. Aaron Rodgers is still a 13.5% cap hit. Matt Stafford didn't need to make Aaron money. And he's only a 6.7% cap hit, meaning Rams will have a much better team around their quarterback. So both parties, to me, lose here. I mean, Kansas City's not as good without Tyreek Hill. He's a game changer. They won't be as good. They'll still be good. They won't be as good. They'll find somebody. It's another rich receiving draft. They'll probably get a first-round pick for him. I would demand a first-round pick. They want two first-round picks, probably maybe a first and a fourth, but you'll get a first-round pick. And Kansas City will still be really good. There is no proof that Tyreek Hill, by the end of next year, won't be a fast guy on a bad team. I don't think Robert Saleh is going to work. I'm not sure Zach Wilson's going to work. I don't know if the new coach in Miami works. I know Tua long-term isn't going to work. So if you just want to, if you've got to be the highest paid guy in or highest paid person in any field, you're going to have to pay a price. And it's probably you're going to lose some stability. Tyreek Hill is going to lose the quarterback, the coach, the GM, the stability, the best tight end in football who you have to bracket. Good luck. Now, I will say this for Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady won 3 Super Bowls as Julian Edelman as his number one receiver. The only criticism I've ever had of Patrick Mahomes is he's the trust fund kid of the NFL. He got a Mercedes at 16 years old and a condo on the beach at 18. I mean, seriously, he inherited a top 5 GM, a top 2 coach, a top O-line, a top tight end, Tyreek Hill, a creative game planner, and a decent defense. And when he got there, a bad division. When he got there, it was bad. Not bad anymore. So, all right, let's see it now. Because the great quarterbacks, it is not a smooth ride. Even Tom Brady had 10 years, he didn't have the defense. Then he got Randy Moss, then he lost him. Aaron Rodgers has only had one great defense. Peyton Manning only had 1 or 2 great defenses in Indianapolis. By the time he got great defenses in Denver, he was falling apart physically. Eli Manning had a great coach, then he had a bunch of bad coaches. Like, you don't get Patrick Mahomes' career. It just doesn't happen. Right? Like, Magic Johnson, of all the great NBA players, and Magic's great. Magic, LeBron, and Michael are the 3 best non-centers I've ever seen. But Magic inherited Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a legendary coach, the best GM in the league, the best brand, and I think Jamal Wilkes, and Norm Nixon. I mean, Magic would have been great. But Michael Jordan, inherited Orlando Woolridge and Quentin Daly and a coach that got fired. And, Michael had to get Pippen years later, and then he got Phil Jackson after Doug Collins, and that's Michael Jordan. Go ask LeBron James, as great as he is, his first 7 years in Cleveland, pulling Larry Hughes and, up and down the court. Okay, the way Patrick Mahomes got the Magic Johnson landing, and both are great. But you know, Magic loses a coach. Magic, Kareem gets older. Things change. It's never a perfect ride, even for the all-time greats. So now, Patrick, that division is insane now. You know who's happy today? The Chargers, the Broncos, and the Raiders, because nobody can guard Tyreek Hill. And that division, those GMs and those coaches, every day they look up and somebody else comes to the AFC. And Deshaun Watson's in the AFC and Matt Ryan's in the AFC. It's like, can we get one of these guys out of our division? One of these guys out of the AFC. So both people lose here. Tyreek's not going to be as good. He's going to be a fast guy in a bad team. And Kansas City's not going to be as dynamic. They are no longer this morning, if Tyreek's gone, they are not the most talented team in their division. They're not. He's a field tilter. He changes everything. You have to change all your coverage. They're doing jet sweeps with him. They're doing bubble screens with him. There's not a lot of him on the market. But he wants to be like Devontae Adams money. We all make choices. I think people who chase money, I've said this for 25 years on the air, and for most of it I've said this, chase great management. It's not saying you should take a lousy contract. Don't just chase money. Any field, you'll eventually be unhappy. Jets, no stability. Jets head coach, defensive. Dolphins, instability. Ownership. By the way, bad O-line in Miami. Like, terrible O-line in Miami. Even with yesterday's acquisition, Armstead's always hurt. That means Tua, who's not mobile, you're not going to get extended plays in Miami. Three-step drops, get it to him. You watch. You're not going to get the offensive line in Kansas City or the quarterback who can throw the deep ball like Mahomes. You're not going to have 4 and 5 seconds to get open. They're not going to be as clever, probably, as Kansas City. So you just forget, for a deep receiver, you know what's really important? A quarterback that throws a great deep ball, an offensive line that allows the quarterback to sit in the pocket for 5 seconds. Miami's got a terrible O-line. I hope Kansas City and Tyreek Hill, for Nick Wright's sake, make up. Wow. That is crazy. This one, speaking of crazy, this is a weird story. The Steelers are willing to go get Baker Mayfield. There is one small condition. They want him for free. So the Steelers have said, according to sources, if the Browns pay Baker's salary, they'll take Baker Mayfield. I don't like the move, and here's why. Even for free. There are certain jobs in America where a big personality doesn't help you, and backup quarterback, and I would argue quarterback's not one of them. Big personality, Cam. Controversial personality, Cap. A toxic personality, Baker. Those guys can't be backups. So if you're bringing Baker Mayfield in, he's got to be a starter. He's not a backup personality. Like, Cam Newton's not a backup personality. If you're going to go, Tim Tebow, by the way, just too much noise. Tebow's a starter? No. Or he's not on your roster. Or he's an H-back. But big personalities or toxic personality or you want your backup. You know who you want your backup to be? Jacoby Brissett. Case Keenum. Colt McCoy. If Colt McCoy puts on a baseball cap and sunglasses and walks through a mall, nobody knows who he is. You want it to be Tyrod Taylor. Agreeable, coachable, understated, that's a backup quarterback. So if you're bringing in Baker, you're bringing in a starter. And then, and I'll say this, ideally, you'd want better than Trubisky or Baker as a starter. But there's two things that Trubisky has that Baker doesn't. Likeability and mobility. And that's why I think he's a better fit. I mean, I'll give you an example of the toxicity with Baker. Did you see this headline yesterday on Twitter from Aaron Wilson? Sources. Baker Mayfield and the Panthers have mutual disinterest in working together. I've never even seen that before. Basically, Baker and his people called this reporter and said, yeah, tell the Panthers we don't want them either. Oh, brother. Can you just fall on the sword once? A report came out, Panthers don't want Baker. Baker's got to get his people to say, we don't like you either. It's just his brand. He's just toxic. So, and Baker and Mitch Trubisky, if you look at their numbers, and I put them on the screen, It's the same guy. They both enter dysfunctional organizations. Trubisky is a more winning quarterback, is a more accurate quarterback. Their TD interception ratios are about the same, not great. Passer ratings virtually identical. The difference is likability and mobility. I like Trubisky, and I think he fits the culture of Pittsburgh better than Baker. TJ Hushmanzada said this earlier in the week. Baker's got to get quiet. He's too noisy.
Not saying that Baker can't play, but it's the extracurricular that comes with it. He's going to have to quiet down. He's going to have to humble himself. I'm sure he's been humbled. You want to go to the Colts, they don't want you. Now it's just a place of where can he land? But what would I give up? Honestly, fifth, sixth round pick. That's it.
All right, Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs. That relationship could be ending. Jets, Dolphins, the landing spot, and the Steelers will take Baker if he's free. There's probably a lot of things in life I'd take if they were free. I don't wear watches. You give me one for free, I'll probably take it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If Tyreek Hill chooses the Jets or the Dolphins, Kansas City is no longer the best roster in that division. Sorry, they're not. Chargers have massively upgraded. And by the way, Chargers were good. The Raiders have upgraded. Denver's got spectacular talent. And now a guy to, you know, pull it together, galvanize the room in Russell Wilson. Nick Wright joining us live. I'm sure he's going to pretend that he's not nervous. Come on. This is
well, hold on.
Bad.
No, I just want – hold on. Wait, we can talk about this in a moment. You said they're not still the best, but then you listed three teams. Are they the worst? Are they, I'm just curious. In the Colin Coward, forget the Super Bowl bubble. If they lose Tyreek Hill, okay. Wait, so what, just behind the Chargers? Just behind the Chargers?
Just
I'm
behind.
Fine with that. Or
just
behind who?
Denver.
Oh, they'll be third by the end of the show. I already know it, but it's fine. Listen, here's the deal, America. They might lose Tyreek Hill.
Uh-oh.
And I was hosting, recording tomorrow's episode of the What's Right with Nick Wright podcast along with my son as this news broke. He broke the news to me and people can, you know, check it out on YouTube tomorrow. In real time, I didn't deal with it great. He broke the news to me. I thought he was kidding. And then I checked the tweet and the first name I saw was Marquez Valdez Scantling. And I didn't love that. I didn't love Tyreek Hill, Marquez being replaced by Marquez Valdez-Scantling. But Colin, you know what made me feel better?
What?
And you know what has given me a sense of calm?
What?
These two words. Jets, Dolphins. I like the idea of doing business with either of those teams. I like the idea of being on the receiving end of a Jets or a Dolphins trade. I like the idea of the Dolphins trading away this year's first, plus a second, plus Jalen Waddle, who they gave up two first-round picks just to get a year into his rookie deal. Or the Jets. They have the fourth pick. They have the 10th pick. They also have a history of being awful every year of my life. I like the idea of having those picks coming back.
All right.
And here's what else I like. A few other things, Colin, if I may. I like how Uncle Colin has told us wide receivers are the with icing on the cake, and you don't overpay for them. And Belichick gets out early. Oh, so maybe the new dynasty is following the old dynasty's tricks. Let's get out early. Let's get young players. Let's get cost controlled. And I'll tell you one other thing I like. While the Broncos are deluding themselves into the fact, the idea that they can win right now and trading away future picks, and the Raiders are deluding themselves into the idea that Davante Adams is going to make Derek Carr turn into someone other than Derek Carr, and they're trading around for trading away first-round picks. The Chiefs have a 10-year plan. We're going to have the best quarterback in the world for the next 10, 12, 15, 18 years. Let's not try to microwave it the way the rest of the league is. So I'm all right with it, Colin. I'm just all right with it. And maybe, just maybe, Odell Beckham Jr. takes my advice from a few months ago and checks out some Kansas City real estate. That dollar goes quite a bit further in Kansas City than it does in pricey Los Angeles, my friend. So we're just fine. We're just fine. I'm you know what? I'm good. I'm not worried about it. Tyreek, I appreciated watching you as a player. I love you, but we'll be fine. Go enjoy the Jets.
By the way, it is now official. The Chiefs are trading Tyreek to the Dolphins. Here's the good news. For five picks, you get the Dolphins' first round pick this year and their second pick.
Number 50.
And their fourth. And then next year you get a fourth.
And a fourth and a sixth next year. No Jalen Waddle. I would have liked Jalen Waddle. Okay. You know what? I'd have rather traded with the Jets. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
I like the idea of Zach Wilson throwing it out of bounds and the Jets having the sixth pick and us getting that. I'd have rather traded with the Jets. However, and here's what, you know what? Here's an added little piece. I can't believe I'm getting all this news live on the air. I have to react real time. Here's the other thing, Colin, that is happening here, all right? It is going to give my guy Patrick Mahomes a chance to make some of your old Patrick Mahomes commentary look all the more foolish, because we have a lot of video of Colin Coward saying, well, let's see him without Tyreek Hill. Well, now we're going to get to see it.
Yeah.
You should be excited. It's going to be Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and a rookie. Let's go. Let's go. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Underdog Chiefs. Back where I feel most comfortable. You don't even have it. You're going to have them out of the playoffs. I guarantee it. Mark this tape, Libby and all the producers. By September, Colin's going to have the Chargers and the Broncos in the playoffs out of the AFC West and the Chiefs missing entirely. Mark it down.
Okay.
I'm excited for it.
So I will say
this. My collar's all screwed up. I'm fired up.
No, I will say this. The Chiefs getting the Dolphins first and forget all the other picks. Forget the fourth and sixth round picks. Kansas City's such a good team. You have no idea if a fourth round pick's going to play a lot. Let's just concentrate on getting the first and second this year. Go draft a receiver. Yeah. Go draft two receivers. They don't have a ton of needs. They got Justin Reed at safety. I will say this. If you'd have told me the Chiefs got five picks, Randy Moss, New England gave up a fourth round pick for Randy Moss. So for the Chiefs to get five picks is a ton.
Five picks.
Now.
And save $20 million against the cap. And not pay Tyreek. Davante Adams screwed up the market for everybody.
Yeah.
Paying receivers $30 million. Okay. What is this, Monopoly money? We got to be frugal. We got to be fiscally sound. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, like you've ever been fiscally sound. like Nick Wright's ever been fiscally sound. You go from your paycheck to a casino 5 minutes later.
Well, it's hard. You're fiscally sound. It's hard to be fiscally sound when Joy Taylor's flying to New York City to party with your wife on the weekends and then leaves before the check comes. All of a sudden, I'm like, I didn't order that champagne. They're gone. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so my takeaway is you're not going to be as good this year, but long term, I'm totally good with this trade. I'm totally good with now. Remember, let me throw this out. Let's not forget just Russell Wilson of Denver. They added the second best interior defensive lineman against the run in Jones from Niners and Randy Gregory. So Patrick, that is understated for them because they have great corners. It's understated for Denver. Their pass rush got significantly better and they did it quarterback. So I think Denver this minute has a chance to be better than Kansas City. I'm not picking it for fourth. But long term, just getting a first, second, and a fourth for a star receiver. I'd take it. I like Tyreek Hill. But that is a haul.
I like him too.
That is a haul.
Yeah, imagine how good Tyreek's going to look with Baker throwing to him when the Dolphins end up going and get him. Your worst nightmare, Colin. I'm just firing. I'm just ready to go here. You know what? We needed to rebuild the defense anyway.
Yeah.
It's fine because the fact of the matter is with the defense, with Honey Badger leaving, I like Justin Reed, but you need some legitimate pass rushers other than Chris Jones. So you do that. And there is an element of, and I understand it's in vogue because it worked for Tampa and it worked for the Rams, of go all in, go all in, go all in. But if everyone is going all in at the same time, a lot of those people are going to end up disappointed. And then there's going to be the Chiefs. Just, you know what, hanging in the back. Just being like, oh, okay, we'll let you guys jump out to an early lead. But this is a Kentucky Derby now. We got another backstretch furlong to come, and I'm fine with it. I'm good with it. And we got the best jockey in the world and the best horse. So you know what? Reed and Mahomes, Kelsey ain't going nowhere. I'm good with it. I think they might have gotten better. You know what? I did my tiers today. I had the Chiefs at the top, but barely over Buffalo. I think maybe they've widened the gap. I'm convinced. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he's underrated.
No, he's not.
Aaron's missing him. Aaron's too focused on Devontae. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, maybe some have said, was the best receiver Green Bay had last year. Some have said.
Nobody has said that. And if they did, they were removed from the discussion or the chat room. Nobody has said ever. Okay. You sold me on a lot of things there until that last point, and you just blew the interview. All right. Well, I don't even want to go to a second topic.
I'll see you.
So, all right. Well,
why would we?
Yeah, there is
the
no.
The Chiefs just obviously got better today. There's no. They followed the Patriots model. They sell high, buy low, cheap, not $30 million a year for a receiver that's about to be 30 years old. Let the Raiders get in that business. We don't need to worry about that business. We got Mahomes. We're fine. I'm good. I feel great. I think I'm going to go celebrate.
Okay.
I don't even know I'm going to be on the air tomorrow. I'm done.
4 years, $120 million. I'm sorry.
That's $30 million a year, Colin.
By the way,
break out the abacus.
I'm not.
That's a lot of money.
And I just gave up. How much guaranteed? $72 million guaranteed. Okay.
$72 million guaranteed.
Well, you know what? You know what Miami's thinking? We're not going to extend Tua. So this is the way Miami's thinking. We're going to have a new quarterback by next year. We're not going to pay him or Waddle. so we can pay a fortune for the fastest guy. I mean, that's their. I would not pay that and give up a draft. It's not that the Dolphins paid that. They gave up this year's draft. They gave up a 1, 2, and a 4. So they have a third-round pick for an offensive line, despite Armistead, it's still a total rebuild. So that's – but by the way, your Scantling thing, just let's just edit the tape. That Valdez – Mark.
All right. Listen, I got a little over my skis on Marquez Valdez Scantling. So be it. It happens. But otherwise, I haven't studied receivers in the draft yet because I didn't know the Chiefs were going to do it. But McCole Hardman, we drafted him once upon a time. He's been ready to break out. Receivers are fine. Spend all the picks on defense. Go after Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Do it that way. I feel great about the Chiefs. Right, well, this is a good day.
Some of this feels like projecting, but I'm not a therapist. I'm not going to make that call. Nick Wright, it's a pleasure to see
projecting.
You. Good pleasure to see you.
Yeah, you too.
I'll try to get a better suit next time. I got a little worked up. See you guys.
That was funny.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Massive breaking news today. You can tell the culture of the NFL is changing when a wide receiver, a good one, goes for five picks. The Dolphins gave up their first-round pick, their second-round pick, and this year's fourth-round pick. Now, they have a third-round pick, and they also have another fourth-round pick. So the Dolphins will have a third-round pick and a fourth-round pick. One of the things Joy and I were talking about this during the break, Tua is not a great deep ball thrower, and he's not the kind of guy that can extend the pocket with his feet. And the Dolphins have a bad offensive line. Now, they've tried to address it in free agency. They went and got Tron Armstead, offensive tackle from the Saints. He's hurt a lot. He's very good. Very good. Hurt a lot. Connor Williams from the Cowboys. Okay. Those are upgrades if they're healthy. But, you know, Tua's not the kind of guy. Like, Justin Herbert can run around, extend the pocket, and go deep. Even that said, the Chargers went and addressed the offensive line with Rashawn Slater and Corey Linsley, and they were both home runs. Because at some point, your quarterback has to be able to sit in the pocket and throw the ball. Tyreek Hill's game is the deep ball. Now, he's a little like Cooper Kupp in that he's really good on jet sweeps. He's really clever. He's really good in bubble screens. You know, you don't think of Cooper Kupp when you think of Tyreek Hill. I do, because they're really multi-dimensional players. They're good with the ball in their hands. They're good after the catch. They get open. Now, Tyreek's in a different class speed-wise than the league. I mean, essentially the league. But you can use them. I mean, I will say this. Very few non-quarterbacks in the NFL are worth a point in Vegas. Tyreek's worth a point. Ja'Marr Chase is worth a point. DeAndre Hopkins, when healthy, is worth a point. There's about 4 to 5 receivers in this league. They're worth a point. Or a game. I think Ja'Marr Chase will win you a game every year. Tyreek will win you a game. I mean, they beat New England twice last year without him. Now Waddle in his second year, Tua with an offensive coach, Tyreek Hill. Miami's better today. There's no question. Miami's better, and Miami's looking around the AFC and like, we got to get weapons. So I don't have a problem with Miami doing it. I think Tyree made a bad decision in terms of legacy. You're not going to find better than Mahomes and Andy Reid on the market. But I get the move by Miami. Five picks is a ton. But he's a game changer.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Here we go. It's hour two. Breaking news today, and we just love that. Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins. Chiefs get five picks. Now they're in the market for a fast wide receiver. It is great to have you in wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. It's a lot to pay, but I will say this. Is that, I was talking to Chip Kelly, the football coach at UCLA, former NFL coach the other day.
Yeah.
He almost took the Florida job instead of the Miami job. And the one thing he said is, if you go to the SEC, you have to build a staff of recruiters.
Right.
Because it's so intense, you can't compete. Doesn't matter if you like it or not. You have to build and hire a bunch of SEC guys to recruit. That's the reality of the conference. You can't be a brilliant coach who can't recruit. You're better off to get a young coach who you don't know who can coach but can recruit. In the AFC right now, you have to have weapons. Everybody gets that except Belichick, who's living in 1980. You have to have weapons. And so I think Miami looks around with an offensive coach and says, we kind of have a limited quarterback. I mean, Tua's one of the smaller quarterbacks. He's not athletic. He's very much a left-handed Mac Jones. You're kind of limited what he can do. And so Miami's like, we got a tight end we love, Mike Gesicki. Jalen Waddle's going to be a home run. We don't have a great offensive line. We've just got to, in the AFC, we got to have more weapons. Forget draft picks. We need weapons. We got to get weapons here. I mean, Kansas City has weapons. They just stole one. Chargers have them. Raiders have them. Broncos have them. Bills have them. Look around. Baltimore's got them. So Miami's saying the league's getting more offensive driven. We have kind of a limited quarterback in terms of ability to make stuff off script happen. So let's go get the most elusive, most difficult to defend singular receiver. He's Cooper Kupp. If Cooper Kupp was way faster, bubble screens, you could put him in the backfield, jet sweeps, deep ball, drag routes. You can do anything with him. So I get it from Miami's point. Let's just talk about the teams, not the player. If I was Tyreek Hill, I'd stay in Kansas City. That's over. It's done. He's gone. So in terms of a team, Kansas City's not as good today. And in their increasingly tough division, they are missing the best weapon in the division that's not a quarterback. So that is not good for Kansas City, despite what Nick Wright told you. It's not good for Kansas City. They're not the best. Forget roster. They're not the best offensive roster in that conference anymore. Chargers and Denver can stack up very nicely with them. But Miami, I get it. You gave up too many draft picks for my taste. But again, you still got a third. You had two thirds. You have a third. You have a fourth. You like your defense. You like your special teams. Now you like your wide receivers. You got to clean up your offensive line. You did that with Connor Williams and Armstead. If he's healthy, he's a great left tackle. That could be the answer. If he's not, and you got Tua and a bad left tackle. So I get what Miami's doing. They're surveying the situation. And they're like, okay, why do you think the Chargers went and got J.C. Jackson? Because of Tyreek Hill. Why do you think Denver drafted Patrick Surtain? Because of Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's why you have to look at your division. For years and years, when Brady was in the AFC East, everybody would go draft pass rushers. It's like, we got to make Tom uncomfortable. So I get what Miami's doing, and it absolutely makes them better. I said this. Outside of quarterback, there's very few players in the NFL that are worth even a point in Vegas. I think there's, because of the way the league is changing, I think Ja'Marr Chase is worth a point. Justin Jefferson's probably worth a point. DeAndre Hopkins is worth a point. Cooper Kupp's worth a point. I think Tyreek Hill's worth a point. And you say, well, what's a point? It's 17 points over the season. Is that worth a game? Absolutely. Tyreek Hill makes him a game better just because he forces defensive coordinators to stay up at night. So if you're worth 17 points over a season, does that translate to a win? Absolutely. I'm not some odds maker, but for years and years, a good quarterback's worth, like Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love is probably worth 11 points. Now that's obviously Russell Wilson to Geno Smith is, obviously worth 7-8 points. So, or Brady to Kyle Trask, and that's 14-point difference. We know that. Matt Ryan to Wentz, maybe a push. They're both capable. But I get what Miami's doing. I said this morning, I make several predictions for the NFL season going into it. I make one after the free agency period. I make one after the draft. And then I make one at the end of preseason. I want to see the injuries. So this is my way too early NFL predictions post-free agency. I think the Bills are going to win the AFC East for the foreseeable future. I do think Miami with Tyreek Hill makes them more in an offensive league explosive. And they beat the Patriots twice last year without him. Patriots, Jets, I don't know what New England's doing. They're going the opposite of everybody else. They're apparently watching 1978 footage that you don't need weapons. With a quarterback who can't do anything off script. Don't get it. This was before Tyreek Hill this morning. My staff knows this. I think Denver's going to win the division. I don't think we're talking about Randy Gregory enough. We all know Russell Wilson makes him better. Randy Gregory, unblockable. When he's on and healthy, unblockable. On a man-on-man, you got to double him. Jones from San Francisco. Take Aaron Donald out of the league. He's one of the best run stoppers on the interior defensive front. So I would go Broncos win it. I think the Chiefs and Chargers now, it's a coin flip. It's a complete coin flip. I'll take Andy Reid over Brandon Staley, but it's a coin flip. And again, I put the Raiders fourth. Hell, they could make the playoffs. I love what they've done. So fourth place in this division is second place in any other division. North, again, no idea. I put Cleveland last because I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to play in September. And I don't know if he's going to play in October. So right now, I have no idea what Cleveland's doing. I like Trubisky to the Steelers, but this story this morning, they like Baker, turn off. Bengals have upgraded the weakness on the team, O-line. So I'll go Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns with no conviction at all. In the South, I like Matt Ryan to the Colts. I think they're going to draft wide receivers. I think Ryan Tannehill's age is showing. I think Derrick Henry's had a lot of carries. He's like a baseball pitcher off back-to-back-to-back 290-inning seasons. Then I think the Texans will be massively improved, although not dynamic enough, and then the Jags. In the NFC, my way too early predictions. I'm not doing records. Listen, I think Wentz to Washington works. I know you all hate him, but if Derek Carr didn't make one great throw to Hunter Renfrow, they make the playoffs. So I think Dallas is not the same team. Randy Gregory, Cedric Wilson, Amari Cooper out. I go Commanders, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants. Giants is the easiest pick in that division. Everybody else, coin flip. Rams, Niners, Cardinals, Seahawks. Seahawks, an easy prediction at fourth. I think Trey Lance can play, so I'll take him over Arizona. By October 15th, I may think Arizona's second and San Francisco's third. I need to see Trey Lance play six or seven games. I have been saying this now for 2 weeks. I think Minnesota's going to win the division. I think they went and got Za'Darius Smith with Hunter at pass rush. I think Minnesota absolutely gets what's happening to the league. Quarterback, weapons, pass rush. That's what we are. You don't have to have great safeties, linebackers, O-line. So Vikings, Packers, Bears, and Lions. The NFC South is a mess outside of Tampa to House of Horrors. I'll go Bucks to win it, Saints, Panthers, Falcons. Falcons are pretty easy fourth. I think they're kind of essentially looking ahead to the next draft. So there you go. Way too early. And my Kansas City-Denver pick was before the Tyreek Hill trade today. I think the understated part of Denver, I love their GM. I think their D-line is going to be one of the best in football. And by the way, now you take out – the thing about Tyreek Hill is he gives you those easy touchdowns. You don't want everything to be a 12-play drive. Tyreek Hill gives you some of those 2- and 3-play drive touchdowns. Those are nice. Those are nice to have.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Tyreek Hill leaving the Chiefs. They're not as good a football team. I don't know if they're in the Super Bowl bubble, but they're not as good a football team. And the Chargers are better. Denver's way better. And the Raiders are better. So, listen, everybody else added really great players. They just lost one. Okay, so Kansas City's not as good today. Miami's a better team today. I don't know what their coach is. He is an offensive coach. So Tyreek Hill, the Chiefs made him an offer, but it wasn't good enough. He wanted to be paid at a higher level. I will say this. I thought Miami was the second best choice. It was down to Kansas City, Miami, and the Jets. Miami's got an offensive coach. They also have a star receiver on the other side, and a really good tight end in Mike Gesicki, who they extended. He's excellent. So they've got nice pieces here. So Tyreek is going to a place where you can't just constantly bracket him. He's got an offensive coach who these offensive coaches, look around the league right now, folks. They're just better at using these weapons. They're more collaborative with their coach. Tua and Brian Flores were not tight. Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins were not tight. Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson were not tight. Vic Fangio and Drew Locke, we're not tight. You got a trend here. Young quarterbacks are flourishing with offensive coaches. So I do think Miami will be better offensively just based on that collaboration between a new offensive coach and Tua. Now they've added a Cooper Kupp-like weapon that you can use all over the field. I don't think defensive coaches would use Tyreek Hill as effectively as their new offensive coach. So for Miami, these are some interesting weapons. They just went and got Chase Edmonds and Raheem Mostert. So that's a big upgrade at running back. Those are B-backs. Mostert, when he's healthy, is really good, but a lot of that San Francisco, he bounced around the league, but they're better at running back. Gesicki's excellent. Waddle appears to be excellent, and Tyreek Hill's, he's a monster. So this is a real offense, but I think more important than maybe all this, except Tyreek Hill, is they have an offensive coach. So you just look around the league, folks. We have a trend of a defensive coach, older, not gelling, an intense or an older defensive coach doesn't work with a young quarterback or an old quarterback. So that part for Miami, they will be a better offensive team. That I can say. Plus, they got Teddy Bridgewater, I think, backing up Tua now. So Miami's going to be better on offense. Flores leaves, probably not as good defensively. That's reasonable to assume. They won't be quite as good defensively. But that's not where the league is trending. The league is trending offense. The rules limit what you can do. So, wow. That's so much fun now. You know, it used to be the NBA. The playoffs were the best part of the NBA. Free agency was the second best part. The regular season was third. The NFL free agency now is better than the NBA because it's not only rumors, it's moves.
And there's more.
A lot more.
This is officially now the craziest March ever. I wasn't sure this morning at the beginning of the show, but I'm positive now.
So, and here's what's funny. Everybody in the AFC is adding more pieces. The Patriots. Are they watching the tape?
I don't know.
They couldn't beat Miami last year. Go to the last five games between Buffalo. And we figured Josh Allen, right? Like, he's just moving into his peak. The last five games, Buffalo and New England. They've got one win, and that was on a game where it was a 60-mile-an-hour wind. You could not fly into New England that day. Like, and now they're less talented? I know y'all in New England, we believe in Belichick. I don't. We got 8 years of Belichick without Tom Brady. He's got a losing record. Got the Matt Castle year, the Cam year, the Mac Jones year, the Cleveland years, and the Bledsoe year in three games. Like, I know y'all believe, but you got to trust Bill. Go look at Pete Carroll without Russell Wilson. Go look at Belichick without Brady. I got 8 years of proof here.
Well, also, in both of those situations, there's not a lot of delegation when it comes to personnel. The coaching might be without question, but the personnel moves are certainly up for debate.
No, Belichick, the GM, should have been fired years ago. Belichick, the coach, is the best I've ever seen. GM, he stinks or is not good.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.